Yep, here we go.
We say rolling, but there's nothing.
There's nothing rolling anymore.
Yeah,
that's true. People used to say, "Let's roll, rolling."
Yeah.
Action. Mm-hmm. But no tapes rolling any longer. Okay, here we go. I am Adam Minahan here today with David Niles at the Oklahoma Men's Conference in the Father's Footsteps, the 21st. Dave and I have been to probably 17, 19 of them out of the 21. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we are here today with Matthew Arnold, one of the guest speakers today. Matthew, I'm so glad you took the time to meet with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, you are going to be talking about virtue.
Yes.
And that is something that we do on the Catholic. We try to highlight virtue in every segment of our show.
It's kind of our thing.
It's kind of like our thing.
Well, it makes perfect sense.
And someday I hope to have one.
Yes.
Someday.
One of the many, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Practice
but,
some of them.
You know, it's like there's this lost art of living virtuously in today's world. Perfect example. You know, this week, our vice president comes out and says that he doesn't want to eat with another woman by himself. That's a virtuous thing. That's a
sure.
manly. I mean, that's a if you're in a
but
marriage.
Give a good example. Yeah, you don't. If you're a married person, you don't eat alone
with another
lady.
Sure. Yeah, another lady. But how much backlash has he gotten from that?
He has. I didn't know he said that, but
he's gotten a lot of backlash. I'm not trying to get political. I'm just saying
right.
It's just an example that has happened and
sure.
how kind of backwards
when you
say our backlash,
culture is. Well, that's ridicule is the great enemy of virtue.
Exactly.
Did you make that up?
No, actually, I got that from Ken Elm Digby and his four-volume opus, The Broadstone of Honor, which
wow.
is a great work of chivalry written in the early 19th century.
It sounds like a book that is very impressive.
It is. It is very much
and
so.
And it's also impressive that you knew exactly where that came from.
So Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about, what you know, you're from California.
I'm from California. I'm a convert to the Catholic faith. I came into the church in the Easter Vigil of 1996, and by 1998 I was working full-time Catholic lay apostolate doing apologetics and evangelization with St. Joseph Communications. Did that for about 10 years and then started my own apostolate, Pro Multis Media, and I travel the world talking about lots of different things, primarily promoting devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and most especially under her title, Our Lady of Good Success, which is not very well known in the Anglophone world. It's been approved by the church for 400 years. But
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, outside the Spanish-speaking world, it isn't very well known. So that's something that I'm trying to rectify.
Okay.
By traveling around. So you go to MatthewArnold.org.
Yes,
right? Okay,
MatthewArnold.org.
So my name, with two T's, Matthew Arnold. If you go to MatthewArnold.com, it's about a 19th century poet and critic. Okay, so you got to go to .org. Or easier, search Matthew Arnold Catholic or Catholic speaker, and I'll be the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
And be happy to come out to your parish, talk about Our Lady of Good Success. That is something that I do without any kind of set stipend. If you have a budget, that's great. If your budget is zero, all you got to do is get me there. And I'll be happy. I'll be pleased to come and talk about this.
Wow.
If it wasn't for the Blessed Virgin Mary, I would not be Catholic. She saved my life.
I don't think any of us would.
Good point. No Mary, no Jesus, right? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
But I should say without her intercession, I wouldn't be
yes,
Catholic.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Absolutely. That's awesome because Dave and I have also, we've consecrated ourselves to Jesus through Mary with the mm-hmm. St. Louis de Montfort. He's one of our... Mm-hmm. Patron saints, you know, one that's mm-hmm. near and dear to our hearts.
Sure.
A huge Marian saint. We love to talk about him on
Mary's
the show.
Awesome.
Mary
yes,
is awesome.
Real men love Mary. That's right.
Real men love Mary. That is true. That is very true.
So you're going to be you're the anchor leg today.
I'm at the tail end of things. And I got the heaviest talk, too. I mean, my talk is filled with information and
uh-huh.
so forth. I'll probably manage a personal story or two before we're done. I suspect that's going to happen. But,
yeah.
It's a heavy subject because you said that virtue isn't embraced by the culture. And, in fact, people think it's absurd or dangerous even, right?
Right.
You know, there's backlash against people acting virtuously, which is, you know, very
totally
topsy-turvy.
Backwards. Yeah.
It lets you know where we're at. But virtue is so important, and as is the quest of spiritual perfection. That is the characteristic of all the saints, the practice of heroic virtue. That is what we're called to. Second Vatican Council, in the document on the laity, first ever document on the vocation of the laity, called Apostolicum Exuositatum. I'm sure you guys have read it backward and forward. And essentially what it calls Catholic men and women to do is to sanctify the secular order. That's precisely what chivalry is about. It's about making the world holy outside the four walls of the church. That's what we're called to do. And if you read old Catholic prayer books, which is one of my hobbies, reading old Catholic prayer books, you'll find Catholics of both sexes exhorted to strive manfully to overcome their passions, right? And that makes sense because the word virtue comes from the Latin word vir, which means
man.
Man, right? Mm-hmm. Being virtuous is being manly. That's what,
yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it means. And we need more manliness mm-hmm. in our culture.
Without a doubt. And so, you know, there's a lot of men out there that struggle with the importance of virtue because there's a lot of men who struggle with vices. And the only way to conquer these vices are with virtue.
Yeah, the opposing virtues, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When I was studying psychology, I got a counseling certificate. Not because I wanted to counsel anyone, because I would be horrible at it. But because I wanted a little better insight into human nature as an apologist. Because I quickly discovered that people leave the church and they have these theological, you know, problems. Oh, you know, why do you call priest father or whatever it might be? But that tends to be a way to justify a decision that they made with their heart.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. They got hurt somehow or their moral life no longer matched up with the teaching of the church. And that's what they leave over. It's these human emotional issues.
Yeah, having to rationalize something.
Well, that's
it's
right.
It's not intellectual a lot of times.
Typically not. So I wanted to be able to have that insight into human nature, so I had to study psychology to get this certificate. Mm-hmm. And I learned that according to the psychologists, we're a nation of addicts. You know, alcoholics and sexaholics and rageaholics and foodaholics and shopaholics and the rest of us are a bunch of couch potatoes who are hopelessly addicted to TV and video games and the internet.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, gosh, that list sounds awfully familiar. It's like pride and lust and avarice and uh-huh. It's the seven deadly sins, you know.
Yeah.
And with all due respect to psychology, it's a spiritual problem. And it requires a spiritual solution. And you're precisely correct, Adam. It is the practice of the opposing virtues that saves us from those deadly sins.
Yeah,
because
mm-hmm. yeah, the culture doesn't hold anything up in moderation. It's either 100% or 0%. You know, mm-hmm. you should either be having sex with everybody or you should not be eating any meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Yeah. Opposite sides of the spectrum.
Sure.
You know,
I understand that as a penance, but not as a way of life. That's a,
right,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't think G.K. Chesterton would agree with that either.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't think so.
So here's something I want to talk about, because I'll be honest, I don't know enough about, and you probably do. You know, there's a lot of men who struggle with anger, and the opposite of anger is meekness.
Yes.
Now, when you think of meekness, you don't think of masculinity, at least at first.
Right, sure.
On the top layer. You don't think meekness.
Yeah.
I want to be a meekful man. Meek.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Meekful? Is that am I using that right?
I just meek.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I don't want to be meek
right.
as a man. I started to say that probably didn't make sense. Why is it important?
What a great question. Anger and pride and lust. Those are the big three for men.
Uh-huh.
Anger tops the list, or pride tops the list. Anger's next, and the opposing virtue to anger is meekness. Right. What is meekness? Meekness is not weakness.
Right.
You just said we think of a meek man, he's a timid man. He's a man that doesn't stand up for himself. He's a guy that gets pushed around, right? That's not the virtue of meekness. The virtue of meekness is self-control. The book of Proverbs tells us the patient man is better than the valiant, and he who rules his spirit than he who taketh cities.
Mm.
Why? Think of Alexander the Great. He conquered the world. And he killed his only real friend in a fit of anger, because even though he had conquered the world, he never conquered himself.
Yeah.
Now look at Jesus in the garden. Peter pulls out a sword to defend him, to keep him from being arrested. And he tells him, put it away. He says, even now, do you think that I could not call upon my Father and he would send more than 12 legions of angels? Right?
Which is a lot of angels.
That's
a lot.
24,000.
Yeah.
Just the way that works out. the point being, and it'd be more than that, he said. Point being that if he wanted to be delivered, he would have been.
Right.
Right? He tells us in John chapter 10, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down. And in his agony in the garden, he's taken the sins of the whole world upon himself. He breaks out in a bloody sweat as he contemplates the ingratitude with which it would be met. All the souls that would go to hell in spite of his sacrifice. Right? And he prays to the Father in his sacred humanity, Father, if it be thy will, let this chalice pass from me. But not my will, but thine be done. That's meekness.
Boom.
Yeah. That's the opposite of a doormat.
Yes. That is it's entirely the opposite of a doormat.
Because a doormat
holds himself in check.
The person who's the doormat, they're weak. They're a weak person. They just simply allow themselves because they can't stand up, mm-hmm. you know, for themselves. But that takes strength.
Absolutely.
You know, to resign yourself, to hold yourself back.
To resign yourself to God's will, to do the right thing instead of the thing, to keep going in the face of ridicule when it would feel good to quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? But you can see why they would get conflated, because from a observer's perspective,
right.
they could often look the same. You know, someone could just be sitting there getting yelled at, and it looks like, man, he's just letting himself be the doormat. But no.
Well, no, you look at Jesus before Herod, right?
Right.
And he's making a mockery of him, and he stands silent before him. Why? Because he doesn't deserve an answer.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, he's not going to dignify him with a response.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's not a guy who's getting pushed around. That's a guy who's in control of himself and the situation.
Yeah.
That's so true. You know, on the Catholic Man Show, the first thing we do is we open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage, which is a beer or a whiskey or something like that, while promoting, though, moderation. Because it's one thing to promote moderation in a speaking way, but it's another thing to be moderate.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in far greater need of good examples than good advice.
Yes. And so, you know, any man can go and get drunk. It doesn't take anything to go get to drink in excess. It takes a man, a real man, to moderate himself and to enjoy the finer things in life that our Lord has provided.
Yeah.
But do it in the way it's supposed to be, which is in moderation.
I was in Germany a couple of years ago at a 13th century monastery, Benedictine monastery, in the town of Ettal in Bavaria. It's fairy tale land. It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been brewing beer there since the 1300s. It is called Ettal Cluster Beer, right? Because it's made in the cloister.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cluster beer. And they have a light and a dark. The Dunkel is the dark beer.
Okay.
And
I love Dunkels.
It is... It sang to me. It's like I was Odysseus. Oh, I know I'm home now. I've tasted the local brew, and this is it. You know, I've found my people.
Uh-huh.
And I came back to the United States. My wife took a picture of the thing and put it on Facebook. And some friends of ours actually imported a case of the cluster beer for me, the Ethel cluster beer.
Wow, awesome.
And so that's the thing. You know, and again, I have to drink that in moderation because I'm going to run out. So you be very careful and dole it out accordingly.
Yeah. What a great story. I wish I had some friends who would do that. Adam.
Yes, as he looks at Adam. Yes.
Well, Matthew, I'm so glad that you took the time to talk with us. It's been a pleasure, and we wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be praying for you. You'll be the fourth light. So you've been a couple hours or 2 hours?
Yeah, a couple hours.
Mr.
Do you know what you're going to say yet? Have you decided?
Have you put it together yet?
Yeah, somebody said, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. And I thought, boy, me too. No, I know very well what I'm going to say. In fact, I just shared some of it with you.
I figured you had it pretty well locked down by now.
So tell them one more time, best way to get a hold of you.
Best way to get a hold of me, really, via the internet at matthewarnold.org. Matthew with two
Excellent.
T's, arnold.org, or just Google my name and put in the word Catholic. And
it'll pop up.
I'll pop, yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate it so much, Matthew. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you very much. Adam, David,
yes.
God bless you guys and your apostolate.
Thank you.
All right, we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.